state your name and spell it, please?
My name is Maria Augusto, M-A-R-I-A, last name A-G-O-S-T-O.
And today's date is?
The 20th of September, 2014.
Okay, when did you start at Cleveland State?
Let's see, roughly 2010.
Okay.
I went to Miami University first, and I came up to CSU because I don't know if it's appropriate to say. Well, I was the only Hispanic student at Miami.
Oh, okay.
And it was, well, I was like one of maybe a handful, but it was really a predominantly different school experience than I was really kind of comfortable with. So I came to CSU because it was diverse. I lived in Cleveland beforehand. I was born and raised here. So I felt very comfortable here. No.
So you had been on campus prior to attending a couple times, like even when you like were younger?
No, I had a cousin go here once, and I think she got her BA in psych, but we were the only ones in our family that have actually gone to college, so.
So, what did you study when you went to university?
I had an inkling that I was going to enjoy government. Like, even at Miami, I was looking at their poli-sci program, and CSU is just so renowned for their, like, urban studies program, and because of the way I grew up in Cleveland, I wanted to make a difference, and I knew that voting was very important and essential for these overlooked communities, so that's how I kind of had the idea of going into urban. And then, of course, like, once you go in, they refine it and teach you all these other things, and it's really interesting.
So what stands out for you the most about your experience with Cleveland State? What is the experience, I guess, that you think about when we're at homecoming, kind of start reminiscing a little bit?
All right. So when I first started at CSU, I've always been a commuter. I don't park because I think parking is crazy. So. But really, something big was that Euclid Boulevard was just, like, totally abandoned. There was, like, nothing there. And, like, through the years up to now, like, it slowly got brighter and people were less afraid to walk. And, like, you had just different kinds of people that were more willing to walk now. And then you finally got people starting to live downtown. And then, like, in the last year, Playhouse Square just put up that giant chandelier, and, like, it's beautiful now. They made courtyards over there. It's safe. The sidewalks are big. You've got tons of people biking to school, and I was actually able to go my entire college experience without having to buy a car, which saved me thousands of dollars. Saved me thousands in parking. I mean, it's cold, and when Cleveland gets cold, it's real. It's the first thing you warn people that move to Cleveland. I'm like, buy a winter coat. Jackets are not fair. A jacket, you will freeze to death. But, so Euclid Boulevard's come a long way. The Student Center opened while I was here, so that was really nice because the Interlink is fully connected now. Minus Parker Hannifin, which is like the only reason, I don't know. Still working on getting a walkway over there, I assume. So, what else?
Where did you spend most of your time?
Well, CSU also provided me my first student position. It was my first, and like I said, I'm the first generation to go to college. So working in an office environment was totally new to me. Like, I started off in, you know, like McDonald's, gas stations, grocery stores, and like serving eventually. And then like, but to go into like an office environment after that was a very new experience. You have to learn how to use a printer and a copier, and like you have to change your method of dress, and your wardrobe slowly acclimates to business casual. You take out your piercings, you stop dyeing your hair crazy colors, which you kind of miss, but you got to do it. So they gave me my first student position, which was actually in the dean's office. And I got to meet, like, the old governor, George Voinovich. and he's a very nice guy, lots of fun stories. Still good at giving advice. And then Ned, he's our dean, Ned Hill. He's got the biggest voice in the world. He can hear him anywhere. Like, you know when he's in the building, you know when he's on the first floor, you know he's on the second floor. And like, it's something I like, because from a big Latino family, we're very loud people. We're just very loud. So it was always nice. He's always very friendly. I did know his assistant, Olinda, better, though. And she was a great inspiration to me. She's always kind, very patient.
Roberta Steinbacher.
Oh, Dr. Steinbacher. She's a very sweet woman. All urban students have to take an internship credit. And I needed an internship. And I just happened to walk in the college one day, and I was fluffing around with this or that, and like, I ran into a professor. I think it was Dr. Kellogg, the assistant dean. And she asked if I needed, or she's mentioned an internship opening, and I was like, yeah, I'd love to. And it was like an on-campus green space study of how do we perceive we use our green space, how do we actually use our green space. And so she took me to Roberta Steinbacher because I said I was interested. And the first thing Dr. Steinbacher said was, she's like, oh, thank the goddess. And I was like, that's so awesome. She's like, thank the goddess. And like, her seeing is not fantastic anymore, but it was the most memorable thing for that. So let's see. But I've worked with like all the teachers over there, Lisa Pastor, and I've sent out scholarship thank you letters and for the donors and that. And so there's Olinda. And then eventually, because I did the 4+1, I graduated with my undergrad. And then I got a graduate assistantship with Miss Linda Paff. Now, if you know Linda Paff, she's an amazing woman. She's helped so many students find jobs and internships, and she has probably corrected just thousands of resumes. And like, so being her graduate assistant was really remarkable, because you really learned how important the resume was. A resume will get you the interview, and from there, your skills and your experience will get you, hopefully, the job. But without a good resume and cover letter, like, you're not going to get that interview. And it's something that I think a lot of students forget about. You're so excited to be done, and you're ready to go off into the big world. Start fishing around and stuff. It's fun.
So you commute to school and not by car. Where would you, I guess, when you're not in class and you're not studying, would you be on campus? And if so, where would you be? Or around campus?
Well, there is a joke in the Levin College, because we're all the way on 17th and 17th, that we don't really interact much with the rest of the college. So I'm probably in Levin. Let's see.
Anything that you'd like to add about your time at Cleveland State as we're here for the 50th anniversary of the homecoming?
Cleveland State is a beautiful place. It's wonderful. It's growing by leaps and bounds. And it's remarkable from a city planner perspective to see that this was all like parking lots before. This was nothing. And it's revitalized the downtown area. There's countless apartments. They're still renovating apartments on like East 9th and Euclid. There's a beautiful old red building there. And that Heinen's just, they bought the other building on East 9th. I think it's the Cleveland Historic. It's a historical landmark, but I can't remember the name of it. But and that's going to be fantastic. Once we get a grocery store downtown, I will be so happy.
I know how to move downtown.
No, I live in Ohio City. I live in Ohio City, so I can bike here in 15 minutes. And I have biked here in 15 minutes when I'm late and miss the bus.
Once you get over
Oh, it's you're it's a breeze after you get up that bridge.
All right, well, Maria, thank you. I appreciate
sure, thank you.